The Brady Report for the TAB. EPL is back. For the best EPL money back special, get the Tab Touch. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you.
You too. And this is a fascinating story. Big questions over the police and how they cracked a pedophile ring.
Well, a big moral dilemma that people are talking about. Just what should the police have done and was this correct? Wait till you hear what happened. So they had some information, they had intelligence that there was a pedophile ring operating in the west of Newcastle, up in the northeast. And this was a criminal gang, basically, and they were holding parties where young girls, vulnerable young girls, would be brought in, the youngest age 14, and that they would be given alcohol and drugs and very seriously sexually abused. Some of them were raped. Now, the police thought long and hard about how do they act on this intelligence and how do they get this gang behind bars. The end result was they used a police informant who was a convicted child rapist, and over the course of a year they paid this guy in the region of $20,000. And his mission was to effectively spy on these fellow pedophiles, attend these parties, gather intelligence and evidence and report back to detectives. That's what he did. And the final trial has now ended, and we can report that they used this informant. 17 men and one woman convicted, and the number of victims runs to somewhere in the region of 300.
Yeah, I have seen some comments and well, and even heard from the police chief as well, saying this is not political correctness, we've done everything we can, but certainly, as you said, Ender, an ethical dilemma nonetheless. Now, should prisoners be allowed to Skype?
There's a big report out today into UK prisons, and remember, most of them are, you know, Victorian era, 1840s, 1850s. You know, the technology is not really top of the priority list when you've barely got, you know, correct kind of hygiene facilities and toiletry facilities. But the report today says that 39% is the figure. Prisoners are 39% less likely to reoffend if they've got good contact with family members and friends. Now, obviously, taking family members into prison can be traumatic and stressful, never mind geographic distances involved. If someone's convicted of an offence in, say, northeast Scotland and their family are from Bristol, you know, what's the prospects of getting up there and visiting on a regular basis? So the report recommends using technology and allowing prisoners access to Skype for family contact. A lot of people are saying, well, yeah, that's all well and good, but prisoners being prisoners, someone will eventually start using it for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously as well, there's, you know, you want to try and discourage, but you know, the other side of the argument, you want to try and discourage people from reoffending and don't give them too many luxuries while they're in prison. Now, Liverpool has rejected the Barcelona bid of who?
They want Philip Coutinho. They've got cash to burn, obviously, after the big paycheck came in last week for the transfer of Neymar, the Brazilian attacker. He's now a Paris Saint-Germain player. The price fee for him, the transfer, was in the region of $400 million. Well, overnight, Barcelona have had a bid rejected by Liverpool of $180 million. Barcelona want Coutinho. Liverpool are saying, absolutely not. He's just signed a new contract. He is our player, and Liverpool have no need to sell. So Coutinho is training. He's being super professional, as always. But ultimately, Barcelona have an awful lot of cash to burn, and I think they may not get Coutinho, but whoever they do get, you know, the selling club will just keep upping the price, whacking on tens of millions of dollars, because they know Barcelona have money to burn right now.
Good on you, Ender. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Ollie.
It is 4 to 5.